This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Meghan Markle, selfie versus anti-social media speech backfire. Can you credibly criticise what you just did? What happened? Meghan Markle recently gave a public speech warning about the harms of social media, only to face immediate criticism after a selfie she took surfaced in connection with the same event. Critics called out the apparent contradiction between her message and her behaviour. The backlash was swift and focused not on her argument itself, but on her credibility to deliver it. The communication angle. Can you criticise a behaviour you just performed? This is the question Meghan Markle's situation forces into the open, and the answer is almost always no. Not because the argument is wrong, but because the messenger has poisoned the well before a single word lands. Credibility is built on alignment. When your actions and your message point in the same direction, people listen. When they point at each other, people stop hearing the message entirely and start auditing you. That is what happened here. The content of her speech may have been reasonable, even important. It does not matter. The selfie became the story, and her argument collapsed under the weight of the contradiction. This is a sequencing problem as much as anything else. The moment you decide to speak against something, you're accepting a higher standard for yourself. That standard kicks in before you open your mouth. It covers everything in the hours, days, and sometimes weeks before you speak. Markle or her team needed to treat the pre-speech window as part of the speech itself. A selfie is not a neutral act. Every photo you publish is a statement. In this context, it was a statement that undermined everything that followed. There's also a preparation failure here. Good communicators wargame their message before delivering it. They ask what is the easiest way for someone to dismiss this. Then they remove that opening. The selfie was a wide open door for critics, and nobody closed it. That is not bad luck. That is a preparation gap. Here is the hard truth for anyone who wants to speak on a sensitive topic. You do not get to compartmentalize. You cannot be the cautionary example and the warning voice at the same time. If you want your message to land, your life in the hours around that message needs to reinforce it, not contradict it. This is exactly the kind of scenario I break down and Say It Right Every Time. The chapter on message congruence gives you a framework for auditing your own behaviour before you speak, specifically how to close the gaps between what you say and what you signal without even realising it. Credibility is not built in the moment you speak. It is built in everything that comes before it. The takeaway. Before your next speech, presentation, a public statement on any topic that carries moral weight, write down the two or three behaviours that would make you look like a hypocrite. Then audit your last 48 hours against that list. Fix anything that shows up on both. You do not get a second chance at first credibility. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit eamonblackthorne.com to get your copy.